from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken Crooley is joining us live this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line from politicsandstuff.com. We're looking at a meeting that's coming up later today. A lot of anticipation for a Western Regional off-track betting meeting this morning in Batavia. Ken, the board of directors is said to be finalizing its choice to succeed Henry Matasik as CEO, and there's a lot of speculation on this. What's the latest that you're hearing?
The latest that I'm hearing is that there is a good possibility that Mayor Byron Brown will be appointed the OTB CEO today. It's not certain. It's been bouncing around a little bit, but that seems to be where things are heading at the moment.
What's your level of confidence that this meeting will actually happen today?
Well, as you know, there was going to be one last week, and it was canceled at the last minute. So what it comes down to, I believe, is the counting of the votes. There's a 17 members of the OTB board. They have a weighted voting that totals up to 100. And so you have to get a majority, I assume, to get the approval for the appointment of anyone. And it may be as much whether the votes are there or not there as to whether they would go ahead.
Do you know how many are actually seeking the position?
Well, I've heard that there were originally well over 100. They advertised, though, on LinkedIn. They whittled it down to a smaller number. I understand that there's 3 or 4 finalists. Whether those have been interviewed or going to be interviewed, I don't know. But that's the process, not an unusual one, but it seems to be moving to a conclusion.
It's a public benefit corporation, off-track betting, offering gaming and a raceway. How different is this from city government, which Mayor Brown has been leading for 19 years?
Well, of course, in terms of size of the number of employees and the budget, OTB is a small fraction of City Buffalo. OTB has about 400 employees. Their budget is considerably smaller. Their revenue stream is considerably smaller. So it's a scaled-down version by a large magnitude. It's not the same, and it also doesn't come with the constituencies and other sorts of issues that would be involved in running a big city like Buffalo.
You know, if it is Mayor Brown, and we don't know, but if it is, he'd be leaving his office more than a year before his fifth term expires. Why would he bail now out of City Hall?
Well, Watasik has resigned, or whatever the arrangement was, effective the end of the year, I believe, and there's an opportunity there, and it's a interesting job, I guess. It pays very, very well, better than the mayor's job pays, and so that would seem to be the sorts of incentives. It's away from the political atmosphere that is involved in running a city.
Now, there were previous reports months ago that the mayor was interested in the position of president at Buffalo State University. That position still not filled. Have you heard anything about him pulling out of that, or would he still be up for consideration there?
The last I heard on that was that they've continued the interim appointment of the lady who's been acting as president. And they continued it for up to a two-year period. So I don't think that Upstate is actively engaged in a search for the president's position at the moment. And so I don't think the mayor or anyone else would be under active consideration at this time.
All right, getting back to OTB, why do you think that this position is attractive to Mayor Brown?
I think because it gets him away from the hustle and bustle of running a city. There's also a major issue coming with the city's finances. They have to find $55 or $60 million next year and for every year going forward that they don't have right now. That's certainly going to be a challenge for whoever is the mayor. And on a personal basis, it probably is a less stressful position at OTB and pays considerably better than the job that he has now.
And then if he does leave, the mayor, what dominoes fall in the city?
Well, the charter provides that the city council president, who's South District Councilman Chris Scanlon, will automatically move up to be mayor, and he'll serve as mayor through the end of next year. Scanlon's been organizing some fundraising, and he appears to be gearing up for a race bigger than the South District Council, which isn't up for another two or three years. And so I think that that's another indication of where things are heading here, that Scanlon is gearing up. Scanlon and Mayor Brown have been close political allies. Scanlon played a large role in helping the mayor win election when he was reelected by a write-in vote in 2021. And so the mayor is probably interested in helping Scanlon in any way that he can. And so the domino will be that Scanlon will be mayor and will be dealing with the election for mayor next year. There's going to probably be at least another candidate, probably more than that. I assume that Scanlon won't have a free ride into the office. And as I mentioned, the financial complications of the city budget are going to create headaches for whoever is sitting in the mayor's office.
Who have you heard is interested besides Chris Scanlon for mayor?
The one name that is prominently mentioned is State Senator Sean Ryan. I assume that there might be others, either from the council or elsewhere. I assume that there'll be a candidate from the African American community because the mayor has represented that community very well for the last 19 years, and they will be someone who will want to continue that. But at the moment, the only name that's really speculating is Ryan, and he's not. He's also gearing up his financing arrangements, but he hasn't declared, and I don't know that he would do that anytime in the immediate future.
All right. Hey, Ken, thanks for helping sort through this with me. I really appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.